This is Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. Start to the week. I mean, I guess the start to the week was the end of last week. Did four episodes of new songs for April, so you should definitely check some of those out. There's a lot of good music that came out. Some really good albums already from this past Friday. At least one that I know will be on my best of for the year. So I'm really excited about the new stuff coming in May. Got another great album, Jackknife Johnny album is actually coming out digitally this week on Friday, I believe, and then sometime this summer. The vinyl will be out on Autism Records, so a lot of really cool stuff on the way. For the next 2 weeks at least, got at least four, maybe five, we'll see. But at least four episodes packed with bands from Brazil. This episode got a lot of great Oi, R&R, street punk, you name it. I mean, it's all kind of similar. But a lot of really great stuff. I'm super excited about this one. Got a handful of my favorites out of Brazil on this one. A couple that I just come across recently. And on this episode, I decided a few bands that started. We got three bands that all started in the 80s. And we are going to play some releases from them. That's what we're going to kick the show off with. So first, Dos Brutal out of Sao Paulo. On this episode, the majority of the bands are from Sao Paulo. But just know, for the rest of Brazil, there is more cities. There's a lot more cities. Rio, Curitiba, handfuls of others. So we will be playing more. If there's anything that you think I shouldn't miss, I mean, I might already have it. I will be playing at least 80 bands, 8-0, at least 80 bands out of Brazil. But if you think that I'm going to miss it, let me know, and I'll make sure we get it on. Dos Brutal put out a self-titled Dos Brutal on January 6th of 1985. They formed in 1980. Oficial Dos Brutal over on, is there a dot there? God, it's so fine. Nope, no dot. Dos Brutal, official Dos Brutal on Facebook, and Banda Dos Brutal over on Instagram. From that self-titled release, which is really good, man, there's a couple of these three that all come from the 80s that I was not familiar with. Very, you know, pleasantly surprised because they weren't bands that I was expecting to come across. You know, I don't know what I'm going to come across, but I didn't realize I'd come across some really great 80s stuff out of Brazil, and I did. So make sure you check them out. Let's check out Violencia from Dos Brutal. Here it is. Yeah. so good. Dos Brutal. Next up, we're going to play Virus 27. What is that? 27? Is that right? 27. I think so. Gosh, sometimes I confuse my French, my Spanish. Anyway, Virus 27. I'm going to say that. In 1987, they put out Parasitas Obligatorias. Obligatorios. Oh, and by the way, I'm saying Spanish. Most of this is going to be Portuguese, not Spanish, because they're from Brazil, so I don't know why I said that. Anyway, Virus 27, we're going to play their track from that Parasitas Obligatorios release that came out in 97. We're going to play Morte Nuclear. So let's get to that one. Didn't have any social medias. I couldn't find any for them, but you can find their music still, and it's really good. So let's check some of it out together. Bom, você se prepara, que isto vai surgir. Vocês podem não acreditar, mas seu corpo irá sentir. Bom, você se prepara, que o seu corpo irá voar. São efeitos da desgraça. Nuclear from Virus 27. Next up, another band from Sao Paulo. All three of these bands from the 80s from Sao Paulo. This band, Garotos Podres, they started their first release was 1985. Don't know when they started, didn't find that, but their first release came in 85. We're going to play something off of their June 5th, 1997 release, which is called Com a Corda Toda. Just so you know, if you're planning on going to Rebellion Festival this year, these guys are playing Rebellion 2025. Definitely a great reason to check them out if you're going to be there, because you're going to hear it here and hear as to why. Great band. At Garotos Podres Oficial on that's Facebook, and it's the same on Instagram. Garotos Podres Oficial. Nice and easy to find. Anarchia Oi is the track, so let's do it. Garotos Podres. We'll be right back. so good. Make sure you check them out. Lots of music to check out. Still doing it. As I said, they're going to be Rebellion this year. All right, next up, we're going to fast forward a few years. Going to play a handful of my favorites. We're going to start with the band No Milk today. I think this was their only release, at least the only one I've got. I shouldn't say their only release. The only one I have. That's what I'm getting at. But still a very cool band. I got to have to double check. I'm just, you know, kept connecting some dots here. Started in 93, and we're playing something off of their Cuturno Bastardo release that they put out December 5th of 2015. They're at No Milk Today Official on Facebook and at No Milk Today Official as well over on Instagram. You have to look that up while we play them. Mina Cidade. Cidade? Cidade. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Is the track, and they're from Curitiba in Brazil. So let's do it. Here is No Milk Today. Song rips. I have no idea why I had not until this point checked it out. They have a few other albums. Of course, they started in 93. I think their first album was in 98. They got two of them that I found of, how many were their total? Was there five total albums? This was their last one. And so I found at least two others that I'm going to go check out when I get done doing this, because it's been a while. But that album's great, so make sure you check that one out too. Next up, we're going to play Blind Pigs, killer band there. They started in 93, ended in 2016. Unfortunately, one of the band members, guitarist, he passed away. And the band moved on to form the band Armada, which is a fucking killer band too. And so we're going to play our Blind Pigs, and then we're going to play Armada. First, Blind Pigs off of their Lights Out that came out February 26th of 2021. Yep, you heard that. 2016, the band was done. 2021, they put out Lights Out. It has a few covers on there and a few unreleased tracks. We're actually going to play Not Dead Yet from there. at blind_pigs on Instagram. So you can go check them out there. But if you want to see more or hear more from these guys, four of the band members are in Armada. So go check out Armada as well. But we'll talk about Armada in a moment. Let's get to Not Dead Yet from Blind Pigs. Here goes. Indeed, they're not. They're Armada now. But you can still go check out all the cool shit that Blind Pigs has done. Now you can go check out all the cool stuff that Armada does. And Armada released last year on May 10th, 2024, if you need the numbers. They released Tales of Treason. The band started, obviously, in 2016 with four of the band members from Blind Pigs. You can find Armada releases over on Pirates Press. At Armada Punk Rock on Facebook and at Armada Punk Rock as well over on Instagram. Off of Tales of Treason, let's do Wrong Side of America. Let's go.
You want to
Armada. That Tells of Treason's a very cool album. Make sure you check it out. And it's new. I think, are we playing this at the next episode? Maybe the next episode we have something from 2025. Yep. So that is the newest release on this episode. But on the next episode, I think we have something from 2025. Next up, Oprecio. They are a band also out of Sao Paulo, just like Armada and Blind Pigs. You can find this release. It was on Comandante Records. Comandante, cool label that featured a lot of great European stuff. It was bringing a lot of cool European and even a few U.S. things, I believe. Yeah, our pals in Step 13 were there. But bringing some cool stuff to South America. The band Oprecio featured Christian Targa, Ogordo, so I think Engordo, guitar and vocals, lead composer of Blind Pigs for over 20 years. So... you can see why I like these bands that we're playing here. Some of my favorites. Some of them are interrelated. At Oprecio Punk Rock over on Facebook and at Oprecio Punk Rock over on Instagram. It's Oprecio. There you go. The track that we're going to play this time around from the self-titled release that came out on May 30th of 2019 is Alta Combustio. They'll say it better in the song. Just listen to the song. Here it is. Man, really cool stuff. I really like that band. I have that record. Got it from Comandante Records. One, it was brand new. Next up, we're going to play the band, who's also from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Colapso Nervoso. And that's Colapso Nervoso. This is a new band for me. I come across them when I was getting bands that I was sorting through the music and all of that stuff. And I come across them. They're great. They started in 2007. This release here, their Colapso Nervoso EP, the release date from where I got it said September 22nd of 2023. It was originally released in 2015, so it might be like a remastered version. I can't remember offhand. But either way, very cool release. At Colapso Nervoso 2007 is where you'll find them on Facebook, and at Colapso _ Nervoso. I keep saying Nervosa, but it's Nervoso. On Instagram, so check them out. We are going to check out Grito de Esperanza. So here we go with some Colapso Nervoso. Hey, Colapso Nervoso. Great stuff, man. That track's awesome, but the rest of that release is definitely a very cool band you should be checking out. And so is the next one. Subalternos. Played them before. I dig them. I think their newest release is this one, their self-titled release that came out July 13th of 2022. The band started 8 years prior to that, which was 11 years ago. That was 2014. And they are found on Facebook at Banda Subalternos and on Instagram at Banda _ Subalternos. We're going to be playing a track from that self-titled release that's not a track that I've played before. Siempre Acredite. So, yeah, I'm sure. Again, my Spanish and French need work. I'm sure my Portuguese is nowhere near, but you at least have an idea. We'll let the band do the talking or the singing for themselves. Here goes.
Ficar parado não é solução. Será sempre desafio. Eles não param de chegar. Mas talvez eu não tenha sido claro e seja pronto para o inesperado. Já perdi as contas de quantas vezes eu tentei. Eu não me importo, nada é fácil, isso eu sei. Mas talvez eu não tenha sido claro. O que importa é estar preparado. Mais dia se passou, não importa como foi. Sempre acreditei. Mais dia se passou. Eles não param de chegar. Mas talvez eu não tenha sido claro. Seja pronto para o inesperado. Já perdi as contas de quantas vezes eu tentei. Eu não me importo, nada é fácil, isso eu sei. Mas talvez eu não tenha sido claro.
Sempre acredite. I think I got it. It's much easier to say it right after I've heard it. Anyway, Subalternos, that LP is great, but they have other stuff, so make sure you check that out. Next up, another band from Sao Paulo. We do have at least one from Rio coming up, and then a couple other spots as well towards the end. Anyway, Veneno Lento, V-E-N-V-E-N-E-N-O, L-E-N-T-O, Veneno Lento. In case I'm not doing that right. Anyway, their Primero EP came out February 12th of 2011. We're going to play You Now Quiero on from that, which is a really great track. Spoiler, we have punk covers, which I might be doing a second one like sooner than later because I got so many packed in on this episode. It's going to be a long episode, at least an hour and a half on that punk covers for this weekend, I bet. So buckle in and be ready to hear a bunch of killer covers. They did some cool covers, and we're going to include two from this band on that episode. So you can wait and check it out, or you can just go check them out themselves. It's not on this release. It's on a different release. But back to this one, Primero EP. It came out February 2011. Find the band at Veneno Lento Punk on Facebook and at Veneno Lento Punks, P-U-N-X, that's on Instagram. So let's get to You Now Quiero. And I'm sure I'm doing that poorly, so let's let them do it. Here it goes with Veneno Lento. Shorty, but a goodie there, Veneno Lento. Remember, got a couple more coming from them, and they've got other stuff, so make sure you check them out. Next up is Provocadores. Provocadores. There we go. Maybe I'll go with that. They're from Rio. I'm going to throw on a single from them. They have some other things. I liked this single. Just kind of fit with what we're doing here, but they do have some other cool tracks, too. This single, Rude Girl, came out July 1st of 2016. You can find them at Provocadores RJ on Facebook and at Provocadores on Instagram. So let's do it. Here's Rude Girl.
Já se foram e eu não me canso de dizer. Eu não quero mais ninguém, eu só quero ficar com você. Minha razão para sorrir são seus sorrisos a seduzir. Quem eras tu antes de mim? Quem sou eu depois de você? Minha linda rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude. Minha rude girl, minha rude girl, minha rude girl, minha rude. Me desculpe por fugir, isso não vai mais acontecer. Eu não vou a lugar nenhum, eu só quero ficar com você. Minha razão para sorrir são seus sorrisos a seduzir. Quem eras tu antes de mim? Quem sou eu depois de você? Minha linda rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude, ela é minha rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude girl,
rude girl.
Minha rude vai se churrar. We'll be right back. isso não vai mais acontecer. Eu não quero mais ninguém, eu só quero ficar com você. Minha linda rude girl, minha rude girl, minha rude girl, minha rude, ela é minha rude girl, minha rude girl, minha rude girl, minha rude, minha linda rude girl.
Girl, great stuff there from Provocadores. Like I said, they have a few other tracks to check out as well. Next up, Faca Preta. F-A-C-A-P-R-E-T-A Preta. Yeah, I think I got that right. Maybe I don't. Anyway, add the band's name just the way I spelled it on both Instagram and Facebook. Nice and easy to find. They started, how long ago is this? 12 years ago, 2013. And 10 years ago, March 18th of 2015, they put out their self-titled EP. We're going to play Essencia from that release. Great stuff. There's so many great bands here in Brazil, in so many of the places that we've been to, but really just packing in a lot of really great Oi and street punk on this one. Such great bands. Pretty vast history here. I mean, we were in the 80s. We've had some bands that were starting in the 2000s. A lot of these have music from the 2000s and handfuls of these in the 90s as well, just in a lot of cases trying to play some newer tunes or the newest tunes from the bands. But so many, and we still have bands to go that started in the early 2000s and will be playing some of their newest stuff. So back to Faca Preta. We are going to play Essencia. So let's do it. Here goes. We'll be right back. So many killer rock and roll elements and so much oi, but man, that one too. Those rock and roll guitar solos, awesome. So good. Definitely glad I came across them. Again, another one of those bands I just come across very recently as getting ready for this. So one of the fun parts about doing this for me as well. Next up, we're going to play the band Hated Kids. They are out of Sao Paulo. I've got their demo from 2016. It was called Demo 2016, but the release date actually showed April 21st of 2018. So I don't know. Put Demo 2016 out September of 2016. There we go. That's when it actually came out, but I think wherever I got it from, the release date showed April 21st of 2018. They are at Hated Kids SP on both Instagram and Facebook, SP being Sao Paulo, where they're from. We are going to play Niguim. I don't know. I'm so bad at that. So, again, we'll let the band do it. Here goes with Hated Kids. Great stuff there. That was from their demo. Next up, let's play the band Brutalitat. I don't know if I got that right, but Brutalitat sounds brutal. They're brutal. I dig it. You can find them at the band's name on Instagram, Brutalitat. Go find them there. June 27th of 2018, their self-titled EP was released. And from that release, we're going to do Terror Mental Attitude. Here goes with Brutalitat.
Don't forget our
aggressive. Oi. So good. Terror Mental Attitude is the track. Brutalitat is the band. Next up, we've got the band Ultima Clase. They put out Oi, It's a Wonder. Oi, It's a World Invasion Volume 3. There we go. And it's a split with the band from Indonesia, The Boldness. So definitely want to check out that split because both halves of the split are great. It's a full length, several tracks from each band. Ultima Clase are from Baixada Santista, which is in Sao Paulo. Find them at ultimaclase.pagina on Facebook, and that's ultimaclase. There we go. Sometimes I'm getting lost when I'm spelling. It's at the band's name, Ultima Clase, on Instagram. In 2016, that's when the World Invasion Volume 3 came out. We're going to check out a track from there. I played something from them before from that release. This time around, though, it's going to be Punks and Skins. Here goes. We'll be right back. Oi, 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 ultima classe, punks and skins. Great stuff from them. Next up, let's go. I don't know where this band's from. They just say Brazil. Didn't find any social media, so couldn't really clarify. The band is Decradi, D-E-K-R-A-D-I, Decradi. I don't know. I keep saying it, and it feels like I'm saying the same shit over and over, so I ain't doing any better. Anyway, Street Punk Oi is the EP that came out on September 7th of 2016. We're going to play the title track of that one. It's cool. Going to do a little bit of street punkin' before we get to a little bit more Oi as we get to winding down this episode. The first, this go around to Brazil. The first time around on Brazil, I think I had one exclusive to Brazil. And then episodes that were like half Brazil and half Chile, half Brazil, half Argentina, stuff like that. So this go around, at least four exclusive to Brazil, maybe even a fifth. So Street Punk Oi, let's go with Decradi. Stuff. Such a killer band. All of these, all killer, no filler. Next up, we've got the band Cinglejas, aka Cinglejas Street Punk. They're out of SC, Brazil. I'm not exactly sure where that is offhand, but SC, if that gives you the indication you need. April 7th of 2020, they released a single. I think this is their newest release. I picked it. It features Carlos of Non Servium. It's a single called Terrorista. Really great track. Love Non Servium. Got to see them at the LA Punk Invasion about 2 months ago. This band, Cinglejas, formed in 2003, so early 2000s, at Cinglejas Street Punk on Facebook and at Cin_Rejas on Instagram. Cinrejas, if you want to look them up. That single again, Terrorista, featuring Carlos of Non Servium. Here it is.
Mi amor, te responsable, un amor, mi anular.
Chaos. Man, that, I believe, again, is their newest track. It's a great track. It featured Carlos. I definitely wanted to play it, but they have some other really cool stuff that you should check out. Again, that's almost, 17 years from the time they started. They have other stuff. Go check that out. Next up, we're going to play a band who formed in 2000. They've been a band for 25 years. I don't know if they're still active. I don't want to say they're not. I think I've seen them on flyers. Either way, you can find them. The band is Sindicato Oi, and you can find them at Sindicato Oi on Facebook and at Sindicato _ Oi over on Instagram. They're from Sao Paulo. They put out their CD promo in 2015, and Apene Me is the track that we're going to play. I don't think I did that right, but you get the idea. It's a cool track. Here's Sindicato Oi.
Acorda cedo, todo dia sem preguiça, para mais dia, dia de rotina.
Sindicato Oi, man, that one is awesome too. Next up, and they have a lot of music. You should check their stuff out. Next up, we got a band that started in 2014. The band is Fibonatis, Fibonatis, from Francisco Morato, which is Western Sao Paulo. They're considered bubblegum to Oi. That's where their music is. You can determine which this one is. They have lyrics that are relaxed about football, beer, and friendship, but they're also aware and know what is going on around them. We love it. Sometimes we need a break from some of those things, and sometimes that's all we want to fucking shout and yell about. Anyway, Fibonatis, just the way I spelled it on both Instagram and Facebook. This release came out August 19th of 2022. It's Cidade Morbida, and we're going to play the track Distintos Llames. So Let's go with the band Fibonatis.
Nós somos todos iguais, distinto jamais.
Fibonatis. Next up, another band from Sao Paulo. Brings us to the last band of the show. It is Injetores. They put out Rebelde Antifascista, which is an EP, and they put that out on June 13th of 2023. So what is that? Oh, not quite the second newest. It looks like that Colapso Nervosa was September of 23, but what are the three newest tracks within the last 2 years for sure? This is a band that started in 2015, whose lyrics portray the difficulty of working class and a marginalized generation. Injetores punk rock over on Facebook and at Injetores on Instagram. Injetores. Injetores. The track that we're gonna wrap up the show with is Sharp Skins. Here goes.
história. Mas não esquecemos nossas raízes. Em nosso peito, orgulho e luta. O sentimento que ainda resiste, nascido embaixo do capital, quebrando suas diretrizes. Multicultura criou nossa história. Fortalece o seu nacionalismo. Seu extremismo e fanatismo não nos representam. Tampouco sua política burguesa. Lutamos pelo que é nosso. Torra exposto é a nossa sigla. Foda-se os nazis, foda-se os fachos. Foda-se a mídia e a burguesia. Antirracista até o fim. Antifascista até o fim. Vida dura, espírito livre. Sharp skins, sharp skins. Antirracista até o fim.
Sharp Skins. That isn't the last track of the show. It is the last band. We've already played the next band. We're going to do a bonus track. Bonus track. Haven't done that in a little bit. The band No Milk Today off of their Cuterno Bastardo release. It's a track I've played before. That's why I didn't play this one earlier. Realistically, it would have been great to kick off all of the Brazil, but it's really, I guess it's kicking off the rest of Brazil as the track's called Punk Rock do Brasil. It's Punk Rock do Brasil. But it'll sound more like what I just said the first time in a moment. Remember, No Milk Today official on both Instagram and Facebook. Love this band. Love this track. This track's so great. Played it before. If you haven't heard it, I'm glad you get to hear it now. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way up to this point. It's going to carry us out. We'll have another Brazil episode tomorrow and then a covers for the weekend. So have yourself a good one, and we'll see you on the next one.